Hello, Angeal.
Hello, Zach. Did you manage not to break something today? Or did you just not get caught?
I just found out today that look over there actually works when you shout it with enough enthusiasm.
Ah, you're certainly a soldier.
So? What you doing?
Just leaving to drop something off.
Oh, cake!
Not for you, puppy. It's Lazard's birthday, not yours.
Aww, can I just sneak a little frosting?
Nope. That cake is, secret.
A secret cake, huh? What's so secret about it? Is there some kind of classified Shinra sugar in it? Is that what they're really refining Mako for? For a special secret sugar that will secretly take the place of a regular sugar until we don't know any better? What's gonna happen to the real sugar, Angeal?
It's an erotic cake, Zach.
Oh. I wanna see!
Nope. You can't see it, you can't leave an inappropriate finger smudge, and you can't have it. This is tradition. Now we're going to deliver this to the director's office and snicker at him as he tries not to react.
Can I chuckle?
Snickering is more fun. He gets that little frown line.
The one that Sephiroth says is so cute?
You're really not supposed to know about that.
Oh, right. What are you two talking about? Pudding?
Pudding?
I'm willing to bet that mine will be the favorite cake this year, Angeal.
Oh yeah? Let's just see, General. Holy!
Worth every last gill.
Angeal! What was it? What did it look like?
It was amazingly detailed.
Oh! Let's hurry then!
Yes, Genesis, I know what's in the box.
I just wanted to be certain, sir. So you wouldn't accidentally show it to anyone. Especially when there are other people here.
Yes, Genesis.
Just so no one would be surprised to find that in there. If they were looking for something else.
Yes, Genesis. Thank you. I understand.
I mean, you could look if you wanted to.
Fine.
I got you, Director. You should have seen the look on your face.
I'm sure it was some sight, yes. Oh, thank gods. Come in, whoever you are.
Why, thank you.
Vice President.
Director, lovely day we're having, isn't it?
I wouldn't know. I can't tell for all of the chemical clouds and seething, burning bio I find inside of me.
I'd get that checked if I were you.
I see you've brought something with you.
Yes. It's a cake. See?
If you only knew how sick this was.
What was that?
Nothing.
Yes, well, I must be going. Truly important things to do and all. Did you know Turks make monkey noises if you asked them to? Or, well, if you're the president's son, anyway. Ciao.
I hate you so much, Rufus. I hate you so much, Rufus. I hate you.
What's your blood pressure, sweetie?
I don't know, Seth. After you show him your cake.
And Fair is along for this horrifying tradition because...
He has to learn why it's fun to be a first class sometime.
Alright. We open our boxes at the same time. Ready?
And waiting.
Yay! Happy birthday, Direct... Holy wow.
Quite.
No. Pick a winner.
While Angeal's cake does demonstrate a rather interesting perspective, not to mention a creative use of light and shadow in a more interpretive style, Sephiroth's cake has a bit of dimension. And I just plain hate Rufus's cake by association, so...
Come on, Zach. We're not wanted here.
Aw, can I at least have Rufus's cake?
I suppose if it's going to end up in a garbage can, it might as well be one with legs.
What?
Look, free cake!
Oh, free cake!
Come on, puppy. We can eat that cake, back at my apartment.
Why not here? I mean, it's a birthday party and all, isn't it?
Well, sure, but only Sephiroth stays here to eat cake with Lazard.
Will there be any cake left when they're done?
Not if they do it right.